So if you were following along, there was a little glitch in our thing. That was Mark 6. We began at verse 30. That was 30 to 34 and not at verse 3, as it said, but Mark 6, verse 30. Last week we read Mark 6 and we began at verse 7 and we heard how Jesus called to himself the 12 disciples and he sent them out two by two and gave them power over unclean spirits and told them to go out and preach the message of salvation. And today, in Mark chapter 6, a little bit later, and beginning in verse 30, we heard that the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things about what they had done and about what they had taught. So last week he sent out the disciples two by two, and this week, Mark 6:30, they come back and they report to Jesus and they tell him about their experiences and what they had done and what they had taught. Well, that's a very important message for us today, especially as we're reflecting now. This is our second sermon reflecting upon the national convocation of the Charismatic Episcopal Church that happened in Las Vegas, Nevada a week ago. The day, the Sunday after the convocation ended, we came back and I told you a little bit about that and we talked about how Jesus called the disciples and sent them out. And we too are sent out. And then today we hear that they come back to Jesus and report. And that is exactly what our national gathering did for us as the Charismatic Episcopal Church at that convocation. The convocation happens once every 3 years or so. And it is when the head of our church, the patriarch, calls all members of our churches to gather, to pray, to worship, to be nourished and fed by the gospel, and to be empowered then to go forth into this world. We are called to have that solemn assembly. And that's exactly what we did a couple of weeks ago. The theme for the convocation was Nehemiah. The book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 18. That's found on page 549 in the Bible in the pew, if you want to take a look at that. Nehemiah 2, 18, but I'll read it to you. And they did a really nice job with banners and with things that were passed out at the convention and all the printed materials. They had this verse on there, a portion of this verse. And that portion they had on there was, "Let us rise up and build." Nehemiah 2:18. Let us rise up and build. But if you remember from last week, we're going to talk about that whole verse. It says, 2:18, "I told them out of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken. So they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work." They were empowered by God. The hand of God was upon them. God put his hand upon them, was with them, and said, rise up and build. And then the second part of that is that they put their hand to that good work. So while "let us rise up and build," that's a fantastic verse, and that is the theme for our church, we have much work to do, and we will rise up, and we are building. The theme of the convocation was strong families and marriages. And let us rise up and build. But don't forget that the first part of that is the hand of God is upon them to do that, and the second part is they set their hands to that good work. They didn't just hear the message, they actually put their hands to doing it. And that is, again, the message for us as a national church. This was for the convocation was for the whole of the USA, and we had people from all over the place. And indeed, there were a few international representatives there. If you look at the Bread of Life website, the link is there. You can go online and listen to the talks, listen to the sermons. The worship services are there. Those were fantastic. The praise and worship band from our cathedral in San Clemente, California was just awesome. The sermons at the Eucharist preached by the Patriarch, inspiring. The talks given, inspiring, and all of them anointed. All around the theme, let us rise up and build. And so we are sent out from that place. We're empowered and encouraged, and it was neat. You know, over 500 people attended. We saw all of these people and lots of families and lots of kids, and it was just a neat time to be there. You'll hear more about that later. You heard Beth speak of her experience there last week. Ralph's going to say a few words today. It was encouraging to know that all of those people are out there. And like them, we are sent out, like the disciples, to proclaim the good news of the gospel. And it's interesting that they're sent out two by two. Because sometimes we look at ourselves and we're a small church, we're a small denomination, people aren't beating down the doors to get here. You've heard me talk about this before. If you listened to the homily last week, much of the same things being said. But we are called to go out into the world. And Jesus sent them out two by two. Jesus didn't say, wait until you're the size of Elmbrook and then go do something. He calls each of us, and he calls us out not to be lone rangers, but to be empowered, the first part of Nehemiah 2:18, to have the hand of God upon us, to go out, to rise up and build, and then to do the work that he's given us to do. And it's not necessarily easy work, but that's what we're called to do. But don't miss what happens today. Last week they're sent out two by two. Today they come back to Jesus. And that's a very important part of everything that we're hearing. Is while we are sent out into the world, we must always come back to Jesus. We must always be connected, in touch with our roots, with the foundation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, with our worshiping community. That's why it's so important that we gather here today. You've heard me joke over the years about people that say they don't go to church because they can pray on the golf course on Sunday morning. I've heard a lot of praying on the golf course, and it's not something you'd ever hear on Sunday morning. The lessons we learn as we embrace this call to rise up and build, as we set our hands to that work, is that God will send us out and use us in small numbers, in places where we didn't think we might be used, at times when we didn't think he might use us, among people that we don't think will hear us. But God is able to do all of that. But then he calls us back to share what we've done and what we've taught, still empowering us. We are to gather to him. We are to come together as the community and worship. And then what does Jesus do? He says, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest. Come aside with Jesus to rest. That's a good way to look at our Sunday mornings, if you will. To find that time when we can get away from the rest of the world and come here to this place of rest, place of comfort, place of peace. See, Jesus calls us to that. He doesn't send us out and say, just keep going until you've got nothing left and burn out. And when you're burned out, I'll send somebody else. It's not what He says to us at all. He sends us out and then calls us back and empowers us, recharges the batteries, if you will. Lots of bad analogies for what happens on Sunday morning. That we recharge the batteries, that we fill up the tank, you know, that, I don't know what's out there now. We turn on the power. Who knows? I mean, people, there's a lot of bad ways to describe. We are called here to rest, to pray, to be in the presence of Jesus. Because none of us live right here. We are called to be sent out. That's what indeed, you know, the word mass means, people that are sent out. That's who we are. What was the dismissal they wanted you to use at this convocation?
I've got it.
Oh, he's got it. He's going to dismiss us with the dismissal that they used at the convocation. And it was abrupt and it was a little crude, but oh my gosh, was it right on target of who we are to be when we leave this place. So as we embrace this verse from Nehemiah, know that the hand of God is upon you. Know that we are called to rise up and build this church, to build the kingdom of God. And that we have to set our hands to that work. We just can't say we're going to do it. We have to actually do it. Not just for this church, but in our own lives. How we live our lives. The time that we commit to prayer, the time that we commit to just spending, you know, being with God, to sitting with God in that deserted place, to just sit with Jesus. All of those things are how we are empowered by God as we go forth. Because Jesus looks at us, we'll end with Mark 6:34, a great multitude He saw, He was moved with compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So He began to teach them many things. And Jesus looks at us and reminds us always, He is the shepherd. So if we're feeling lost, we feel like we don't have direction, we feel like we don't know what's going on, we feel like we don't understand what's going on, turn around a few times and look. You will see and find the shepherd. Father God, we thank You for bringing us to this place today. We thank You for calling us to rise up and build. We ask that You give us wisdom and strength and courage to set our hand to this work. Let it not just be a work for this church, Lord, but let it be a work that empowers our very lives. In what we think, in what we do, in how we act, in what we say. Let us always be turning to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. That everything we do, say, be, and are will be within His will and to the glory of His name. This we ask in the holy and in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.